Happy Friday. Friday is finally here. The weekend is in sight. Brady Bowman with you here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN. And we got a great show. My favorite InFocus that we've ever done. No question. Mark it down. Put it into books. Chisel it in marble. My favorite InFocus ever in the history of me doing InFocus. Got a great show. We got Karen Hibbert with Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. So we'll start. Well, start with, we'll also have Greg Eisen, Riley County Extension coming in, and then we'll have Lori Harrison with Riley County Emergency Management, talk a little bit about some severe weather, and then we're going to have them all back in, and we're going to have another edition of the InFocus Hot Seat to close the show with. Karen, how are you doing?
I'm great. You're like a kid in the candy store today. You're just so excited about this.
It's the Friday feeling, that Friday vibe. It's good. You must have missed the hot seat yesterday.
I did miss the hot seat yesterday. I've been out of town for a conference, and so I'm sorry I missed it. So I'm looking forward to being a part of the fun today.
Tough questions.
Good.
Get ready for some tough questions. Okay. Like, I don't want to tell you too much now. I want to build that excitement.
Okay, I'm ready. So. I'm game. How do you like this Chamber of Commerce weather that we're having today? It's beautiful,
isn't it? Oh, pretty
good.
It's yes. Chamber of Commerce weather.
Chamber of Commerce weather. It's sun shining. It's great temperature. People wanting to come to Manhattan, Kansas. How about that?
The Chamber's doing the weather now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what was going on last week then with all that ice?
Hey, that was Chamber of Commerce weather too. You know, we live okay. in a community that has four distinct seasons. So
that's true. That's
you choose true. The season you like the best.
And also saw you last Friday at the annual Chamber meeting and dinner.
Absolutely.
And another nice evening.
Great celebration. It's always good to be reflective on those accomplishments that have been made and recognize those folks that have served our community well with the Volunteer of the Year and the Citizen of the Year, and it's just a great time for Manhattan to celebrate our successes.
It was good. Plus, it's just great to see everybody. You had so many people there. And it was another great showing. I think you're expecting around 600 people.
Correct.
I bet you maybe got a little bit more than
Correct.
That.
Correct.
So
yes.
it was great to see everybody. Well, looking at March for the CBB, always busy. You're never not busy. But,
that's right.
It gets a little busier around this time of year.
For those that know me know that I love basketball tremendously, but this truly is March Madness Manhattan style, and we are thrilled with that. What we are gearing up for, and we've talked about that last time I was on, but again, we're a week away from 2A state basketball, which will be here the 7th through the 10th, next Wednesday through Saturday. And so we are anxious to get those sub-states accomplished. Our sub-states with 2A, those sites are at Alma-Wabunsee, Belleville, Claflin Central Plains, Hillsboro, St. Mary's Colgan down in Pittsburgh, Syracuse, Udall, and Waukini. Those are the sites that our teams will be coming from. So we will be diligently working on Sunday, sending out information to our teams that will be coming into Manhattan to contend for that state title.
And how are you doing on volunteers? I know last time you were in, you were saying that there's always a need for volunteers.
Absolutely.
For this.
I'm glad that you ask that, because if you still have some time on your hands and you're not going to the Big 12 tournament, we still have a few spots that we could use some volunteers. Certainly, you can call our office at 776-8829 and volunteer your time. We're really looking for two-hour time slots for each one of those days. We just have a few spots left, but we those spots would be for selling T-shirts, for doing program sales, for being at the pass gate. That's checking in those teams and schools as they come in through the pass gate, as well as taking the tickets, not selling the tickets, but taking the tickets. And so we're looking for for 2-hour time frame. If you'd like to volunteer, we certainly could put you to work.
And plus, I'm sure if you volunteer, you get to see the games and go in.
Absolutely. You can come for all day. And truly, it's a great way for the community. Folks, if you love basketball and you love seeing high school sports at its finest, you can come in and be there for all four games. There are four games each day. And the tickets here are $8 or $9 for adults and $7 for high school and under. So come on out to Bramlage Coliseum and see that. Participate with that. If you're wondering where those other sites are at, and I don't know if we talked about that in sports or not, but 6A, the state championship site is at Wichita at Koch Arena. 5A is at the Expo Center in Topeka. 4A Division I is at Salina at Tony's Pizza Coliseum. and 4A Division II is at Emporia. Hutchinson is the site for 3A, and of course Manhattan is Bramlage Coliseum. Division I, 1A is at Hayes, and Division II, 1A is at Dodge City. And Manhattan is thrilled that we host 2A. That size of school has the best gates, the best fan support of any of those classes. And so we are thrilled with that. Usually we have about 12,000 people that come to support their teams, their schools, as well as we have a lot of locals that enjoy coming and watching those games. And the estimated economic impact for 2A basketball is about $1 million. So we're thrilled that Manhattan is the site to host that.
And I think you told us last time you were here, but just as a refresher, how long has Manhattan been holding this?
This will be our 29th year to host that.
Oh, so we're 1 year away from a big celebration, aren't we?
We are. So, and we could not do this without dedicated volunteers. It's a partnership that the Convention and Visitors Bureau has with Manhattan Parks and Rec, with Bramlage Coliseum, and with the Kansas State High School Activities Association. And again, we think that by hosting 2A state basketball, it's a great way for us to introduce to those teams and schools and communities what Manhattan is like, but also the opportunity for them to consider coming to Kansas State to go to school. So there really is multiple reasons that we find it to be a great reason to be that host site. We could not host this without the support of multiple businesses in town that people give of their time, of their goods, to be able to help us put on a phenomenal tournament. So truly, of all those sites that are held, Manhattan and 2A state basketball is really a great tournament that people enjoy coming to.
And back in my sports writing days with the Mercury, I went to a lot of these state tournaments, and Manhattan, the one here in Manhattan was always my favorite. The hospitality room, they take care of you very well.
You're working at
this tournament. Yes, very, very well. So also for the volunteers, too.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's key. And again, also great basketball. And like we mentioned before, I saw Dean Wade as a high school player in Bramlage, and he was incredible then. So, you know, a lot of people will look at that and look at it as 2A, and then it's just smaller schools, but I guarantee you, you're going to see some of the great high school basketball games I've seen in my life have been at this tournament. So
I would echo that. That is exactly right. So good times.
Good times for sure. Some other things going on.
Well, there are. I brought a list of conferences that are happening here in Manhattan for the month of March that the Convention and Visitors Bureau is working with. This weekend, we welcome the International Association of Fairs and Expos to Manhattan, Kansas. That will, it's a five state region, as well as it goes up into Canada. So there'll be about 200, 250 people here for that annual conference. We're thrilled to be able to be the host to that. Also later, over St. Patrick's Day weekend, which is the 16th and 17th of March, we'll be the host to the Kansas Association of Taxidermists. We also have the annual Kansas Ag Bankers annual conferences here, and From the Land of Kansas is actually meeting here today. So again, there's a variety of conferences that are here in town that we encourage you to come to. We also will be hosting the Kansas Master Farmers and Master Homemakers meeting here. That will be next weekend as well. So there's a lot of things that you can come learn, or if you see visitors that are in town that are wearing name tags, you'll know that they're here because of a conference that they're attending.
All right. Probably need to move on to Greg here in just a second, unless there's a couple other things you want to go
through. Hey, if you haven't caught the new Manhattan Visitor's Guide, and I brought it for all to see.
And it looks great. It's a beautiful guide.
Yes, it's a great guide. We have totally redesigned the new guide. There's new photography in there, a new layout to that. Again, we want to thank our partners that have participated with us. You can pick up that guide at our office at 501 Points, or you can pick it up in the mall or at participating partners across the community. The guide is truly dedicated to the visitors as they come to Manhattan. But if you'd like one, come into our office, or we could send one to you if you would like, or you could check it out online, which is visitmanhattanks.org. So again, wanted to let you know that we print 100,000 of these and distribute that many throughout the course of the year. So great way to entice Manhattanites or entice people to come enjoy the community that we Manhattanites do.
Definitely give it a look. It's, again, great cover, too. Great photo of downtown Points.
Yes.
Well, Karen, we'll have you back at the end of the show.
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. Go to a break, and we're going to have Greg Istone in studio, Riley County Extension. More in Focus coming up.